This is KUT. Austin will get its first peek at its United Soccer League team this morning. As KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, the USL team is getting out first in what's becoming a crowded pro soccer field in Austin.
Roberto Silva came to Austin in 2014 after working in Brazilian professional soccer. He eventually found himself running Austin's last pro soccer effort, the Austin Aztecs.
We're talking about a team that was playing in a high school stadium with football lines, you know, no adult beverages. It was hard for somebody to take that serious.
After the 2015 Memorial Day flood damaged its home field, House Park, the Aztecs effectively ended their run in Austin. Since then, Silva has been working with team majority owner Bobby Epstein and Circuit of the Americas to bring a USL team to town. This morning, that moves closer to reality when he unveils the new team name and coach. According to Silva, everything else required will be in place when play begins next year, including a 5,000-seat stadium.
It is so good to have a strong ownership that is supporting us. You know, it's being allowing us to go negotiate with Usain Bolt is a good example on that.
Last week, the agent for retired track star Usain Bolt said he may sign with the Austin USL team. Silva characterizes the odds of that happening at this point as long, but he says the fact that he is able to talk to high-level players and elite athletes like Bolt is something he has not had elsewhere in his career. He says it will give fans a different experience. He may need that difference if a second soccer team moves to town, Major League Soccer's Columbus Crew.
Nobody knows if the MLS is going to happen, right? I think that's the first thing. And if it does happen, I think it's very hard to see it happening in 19, 20, or even 21. I think that's something that's going to happen a long way from now.
But when or if they do, can a city the size of Austin support both? Drew Hayes is with the Austin Sports Commission. He says there may be room for both if you look at other cities this size.
When you compare other cities with soccer, I think our market is a great fit for that sport.
Seattle, Portland, and Atlanta are among seven metro areas that have USL and MLS teams. All but one pairing are owned by the MLS team and work in tandem. If an MLS team comes to Austin, Silva says their relationship would be different.
It's going to be maybe a good rivalry. You know, maybe we're creating an Austin rivalry, which is very common many places around the world on soccer.
Andy says his team has a big edge on his would-be rivals, knowing the hometown hurdles like transportation, construction, and housing.
The city has its own way of managing itself, and I think they underestimated the characteristic of Austin.
So as of this morning, the city has one professional soccer team. Next Thursday, the city council could determine if a second is coming as well. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.